This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown, and it's time once again for a segment we call...
Texan.
Wherein we explore the state's linguistic landscape with Lars Henricks. He's a professor of English at the University of Texas at Austin, and he is the director of the Texas English Linguistics Lab. Professor, welcome back.
Thank you, David.
Today we're going to jump right in with a clip from a Texan whose speech typifies what we're going to talk about today. What you're about to hear is a clip from the late 1930s or early 40s of Joseph Christian Freilich from New Braunfels.
Dann bin ich, habe ich als Kläger gearbeitet bis zu 1911. Während der Zwischenzeit bin ich mal nach Schule gegangen, habe Bookkeeping genommen. Allemal Business College von Sandow und 5 Monate.
So obviously Mr. Freilich is a German speaker, but more specifically he speaks Texas German.
That's right. He speaks Texas German. There is no reason to think that he was ever in Germany. He's from the Hill Country. And he's talking about his professional history. This is an actual linguistic interview by my predecessor in the English department, recorded on a gramophone record. And he just asked this man what he did for a living throughout his life.
Tell us a little bit more about the roots of his speech, Professor.
Texas Germans started out in the 1830s when Germans started immigrating to Texas. A lot of them were politically no longer welcome in Germany. They brought the German language with them, and there were enough Germans there in the Hill Country that there was an actual speech community, and the language lived on for a few generations into the 20th century.
I know German is your first language. How close is Texas German to the German that's spoken in Germany? What distinguishes it?
It's close enough. I understand everything, but there are certain things that are really distinctive. For example, in standard German, we have, you know, the rounded front vowels, the U and the Ö. That's what you spell with the two dots. When you write an O with two
umlauts.
Dots, you get an Ö. The umlauts, that's right. They just don't have them in Texas German. They lost them. There's other things. The grammar is simpler. People who have studied German will concede that German could stand a little simplification of the noun case grammar. So they just lost all the tedious distinctions between the dative and the accusative, things like that.
Well, let's hear a few more clips of people speaking Texas German. Now, these come from the Texas English Linguistics Lab archive, and they were recorded in the 30s and 40s from people who lived primarily in Central Texas who spoke Texas German. This first voice we're going to hear is from a man named Max Schultz. He was a man in his 50s from Comal County.
Belemmert. Das ist der beste Ausdruck, den ich das hier kriegen kann. Ja, das ist ja all right. Wir machen ja unser Leben, das ist alles, was wir erwarten. Wir sind ja auch zufrieden damit.
Well, again, this kind of German is so interesting. To me, it sounds very American, even though you hear that it's a native speaker of German, so it's an interesting mix. And it also, this is not fully standard German. It sounds like a dialect, but it's not a dialect that exists in Germany, right? It's sort of a mix of dialect forms that came about when these settlers from Germany from all these different regions met in New Braunfels and Fredericksburg and all those places, they created a new mix of dialect features.
So how much Texas German is still spoken nowadays, and how likely are you to run into someone who could speak it as fluently as, say, these two individuals that we just heard?
It still happens. It has happened to me. I was walking down the street in Fredericksburg speaking German with some colleagues of mine, and an old man turned around and said, "Hörst du Deutsch?" Speaking Texas German with us, but it's getting less and less. It's literally dying out. You see, after the Second World War, basically the language didn't get passed on anymore. And during the war, it became illegal to teach in German in Texas. And after that, the culture kind of collapsed. Living speakers were along for decades after that, but there aren't any young people who have learned Texas German. And it's down to less than 10,000 speakers now. So these days, if you're going to hear somebody speaking Texas German, it will likely sound like this man from Fredericksburg. He was recorded just a few years ago for the Texas German Dialect Project that Professor Hans Boas directs at UT Austin. These are recordings that are right around 10 years old, and he sounds a little different than these guys from the first half of the 20th century.
In Wirklichkeit, zur Zeit, wo ich aufgewachsen bin, wir hatten eine deutsche Zeitung gehabt und wir hatten eine englische Zeitung gehabt, einmal die Woche. Die deutsche Zeitung war, die Name von war, die Wochenblatt. That means the weekly page, right?
Yeah.
Die Wochenblatt.
So he's talking about when he was a boy, his father used to read the German language newspaper, which existed back then in the Hill Country. Later in the interview, he talks about how he was never really able to read German, only very slowly, but not really fluently, while his father still was able to read it. And you can sort of hear that he has a hard time speaking German. This is an old man, and he just doesn't have much of an opportunity anymore to use it. He mostly just lives his life in English. It's literally the death of a dialect.
Lars Henrich is an associate professor of English at the University of Texas at Austin, and he's also the director of the Texas English Linguistics Lab. Professor Henrichs, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, David.